Zechinish must have Mori after being so pilchas, and Zechinish must have been ashamed about the Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. One thing from yesterday, I was speaking to Rabbi Tuchman, so he looked in the Sefer Binyan Yaakov of what the Chasam Sofer was saying. Wasn't what we said. Chasam Sofer was saying that perhaps the din of the Shulchan Aruch of putting Efer HaPogim before is only by Basa B'cholov, because then the Isser din wasn't Chal yet. So then, once it's Efer is Poigim, then it's too, it's Kolosh, and it's not going to grab together. But if it say would be something that's Treif, you put Treif Kalim together with Kosher Kalim, and you put Efer HaPogim in, then maybe it won't help, because that's already an Isser that's Chal already. So, and so we were saying another idea that maybe Efer is not a full Pagima, but maybe something that is would be different. So Rabbi Tuchman said I should look more in the Chacham Tzvi, so we'll see more about that. Okay, today we begin a new thing, a big Indian B-22, but Dover Charif. So Dover Charif has several sugyas about Dover Charif. So there's a sugya here in Chulin on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. Where the Gemara says, "Amar Chizk Yabishuber by Hilchas Adogim Shalom B'Kara, Vato La'ochlam B'Kutach." That if you have not barnat, it's mutter. So, but then it said, "Snon Shachotcho B'Sakin Shachotach B'Basar." Say you have a fleshik knife, and then you cut a radish with it, and there's no heat. There's no heat. So chora, usually if there's no heat, there's no transfer of time. But here, I mean, the fleshik knife became fleshik, obviously, through heat. You know, it's a hot piece of meat, and you cut with a fleshik knife. But now, when you take the fleshik knife, and you cut the Dover Charif, also l'ochlo b'kutach. So the two chidushim here. One is that the tam of the meat from the knife goes into the tznon. That's number one. And not only, even though there's no heat. And the second chidush is that even though normally when something would go from the basar to the knife and from the knife to the tznon, it would be a not bar not, right? But over here, it's not a not bar not, because since it's a dover charif, meaning the it's known as a dover charif, and it's duchagud de sakina, two things you need. You need that the food item be a dover, something very sharp, and then you have the pressure of the knife. The sakina, so that causes the the tam to go out of the knife and into the tznon. And not only it goes in without the transfer of chamimus, but it goes in a stronger way. It's not even considered a tam kolish. It's not considered not bar not. So when it's now in the tznon, it's like a tam rishon in the tznon, and therefore you wouldn't be able to put it together with milk. V'hadi mila the tznon, and this applies to tzon da'agav chorfei bola. Because since it has a charifus, it's bala. Avalkishus gar libe paskeva ochel. But something that's not charif, like kishus, Rashi says, mesukahi. Ve'ena nivla besocha ela shamnunis safa omen al-mokam, v'chatach ilk gori libe paske al-mokam, chatach gori ma'ad sakim v'ochel. Hilkach gedogim sholo bekarim muto la'ochlam bekutach, ed omen deinosim tam abom min amamish, alenosim tam abom minosim tam, d'stam k'aram bekanchim osa mishum min hakar shalea. So this is the harifas causes the tam to go out and in a stronger way. So like if you would cut, say, an onion with a fleshik knife, the onion becomes fleshik, and not only the onion is fleshik, it's not considered a not barnat, it's considered a tam rishon of a fleshik. So these are the ideas here. Okay, so that's one sugya of not bar not. But then there's another sugya of not bar not in Avodah another sugya of Dover Charif. These are two sugyas about Dover Charif. This sugya in Chulin, and then there's another sugya in Avodah Zarah on page 2.
What's the makor for this? Is it Kassav? Is it like...
I guess it's a svara that
if a charbis works, that it could mamish transfer a taste, like, you know, make it smell.
That something that's sharp gives a stronger potency of giving tam, and it's machazik the tam. And then, you know, Avodah Zarah and Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, it says, Kort shel chiltes my time shem de mafsik le besakina. Chiltis is a vegetable that's very sharp. And we're talking about if you got a vegetable from a goy. So normally you get a vegetable from a goy, so big deal, it's kosher. But this vegetable from the goy is no good, because even though the goy, you say, would cut it up with a treif knife, but the treif knife is an ena ben yomo, but since the vegetable is so sharp, it's a chiltis. It's so sharp, then it has the ability of causing a tchias hamesim on the tam. So avgav de mamar nosin tam avgav mutar agav chorfei de chiltisa mechali leisham nunisa v'havaleka nosin tam l'shvach v'aser. So since it's so sharp, even though it's no Saint Tam Levgam, but the sharpness creates a Tchias HaMesim on the no Saint Tam Levgam. So again, the Sugya in Chulin is telling us, it's not talking about a Dover Isser, and it's not talking about no Saint Tam Levgam. It's talking about a Dover Heter, and it's talking about that there's no heat. But even though there's no heat, it's Charif, so it's going to transfer the tam, and it's not, and it's going to trump the din of not bar not, because now that this tam is going to be not going to be a tam kolish, it's going to be a tam chazak, and it's going to be also to have it with milk. This Gemara is talking about something that's a treif knife, and it's ain a ben yomo, and nonetheless the. It's going to cause it to come out. So that's the second thing here. And it's going to make something ain't a ben yomo like kiilu it's a ben yomo. Now, the question is like this. There are different levels of harifus, right? Just because one thing is harif, doesn't mean, in other words, one could say that maybe the harifus needed for the sugya of avodah zarah, when it's eina ben yomo, maybe is a stronger harifus than needed in the Gemara in Chulin. Because the Gemara Chulin is the knife is a ben yomo, right? It just needs to transfer. So there, the sugya was talking about what? It was talking about a ben yomo, and it was talking about the shah of nap or not. Here, it's talking about an eino ben yomo. So eino ben yomo is mamish mutter. Yet we say the harifa. So maybe, in other words, say you had a tznon in the sugya of avodah zarah. Maybe that wouldn't be a problem. Maybe the tznon is not strong enough. It's chiltis. Now, how do we know chiltis is so strong? If you take a look at the Rush here on page 3, the Rush says, one second, let's find the... Page 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, page 8, right. It says, Sha'alti is Rabbeinu Meir, it's known Shenechtim Chasakim, Shalove Kachavim. In other words, Ramaram in Rutenberg had the question, what if you have a tznon that you used for an Eda Ben Yomo? You see, in the case of the Gemara, was a chiltis. What if it would be a tznon? Tznon is charif, but it's not the same harifus as a chiltis. Lo yadan im yesh ledmosho lekort shol chiltis, da srin lo yperek beiz da vodazora, afil besakin shei ben yomo, of kordi mchali lei, masha osur besef, yeah, masha osur, the Sefer Truma, if you know the Rishon Tzlolim, the Dimos of Kor Shal Chiddush. In other words, the Sefer Truma says it's the same. In other words, even though one might be more sharp, but even a Tznon could make it Chias HaMesim and an Eda Ben Yomo. It's all the same. But he says, Shamati Gedolim Shacholkim Olav. In other words, Rabbeinu, Sefer Truma, Rabbeinu Baruch, he says that even though the Gemara of Avodah Zarah is talking about chiltis, which is much stronger, but the same thing would apply to its known. But he says that Shamati Gdolim the Chacholkin Olover, Omim de Lodobi Lakor Shal Chiltis, Du Charev Biyoser, Vein Ba'olam Charev Kimoso. He says this is super Charev. And maybe only there. And so that maybe that's why the Gemara Avodah Zarah uses the scenario of Kort Shel Chiltis, because maybe only in that scenario can it work for an Eda Ben Yomo. And then he says, V'libi nota achar devrayim. He says, I think that they're right, that maybe it's only a Kort Shel Chiltis could make an Eino Ben Yomo into a Ben Yomo. Aval Pisha Nimorek is Sefer Truma. In other words, even though Lemaisa, when I paskin like the Sefer Truma, that an Eino Ben Yomo gets, even by, by its known. But he says, even though Lemaisa, he paskins that if something is Eina Ben Yomo and you cut a tznon with it, it also becomes like a Ben Yomo, even though he really thinks not that way, that it only should work by a chiltus. But Lemaisa, he says, the Rosh says, the Maram Rutenberg says he's Machmir. But, and the Raya, that the chiltus is different because it says in Perek Elu Treifas, Hiltia chiltus trefa. If you give an animal chiltus to eat, you feed it chiltus, the chiltus is so sharp that it's going to make a hole in the stomach. And it's going to become treif. It's going to make a hole in the stomach. So you see, it's no, if an animal eats a tznon, it's not going to become a trefa. It's not going to cause a hole in the stomach. But this is so acidic, it's such a sharp taste, it's going to make a hole in the stomach. So this is a very fascinating discussion. But Lemaisa, you know, it seems that we follow the Sefer HaTrum. That any time something is Eina Ben Yomo, on page 12. Is it on page 12? Is this the only Sefer Truma we have in the packet? Yeah. Take a look. Let's see. Okay. It says the Sefer Truma. I don't know. Have to see if you look in Shulchan Aruch, look in Shulchan Aruch on page 15. It's not a silka shechatka masakin shul basar ben yomo.
There's
a Sefer Shema on page 6 also. Oh, page 6? Okay. Let me see. Yeah. He says, here, take a look. The second arrow. In Kate Sarkli Zohair, Shalalachtok Masaki Choleves, Lo Shuman Velobetzolin. Fishay Harifin. Okay. And does he speak about Eina Ben Yomo? One second. Let's see. So Asa was talking about a few later, but yeah. So let's look at the third arrow. The Yochel Leos ein chiluk besakin el afil einu ben yomo chal shivkin ben yomo. Tag of korvid it's known a yerik the charif. So he writes beferish. Yeah, the third hour. That's what I'm looking for. He says because even by snown, you can make an einu ben yomo into a ben yomo. And then he just brings a raya from Kiltis, but he compares Snow to Kiltis. That's against the shita that we saw, that maybe Kiltis is different. So the Sefer Truma is machmir here. Sefer Truma is machmir. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 15, it says Tznon Osilcha Shechotchum Masakin Shul Basar Ben Yomo Oedim Kucha Osilachum Mecholav. So that's talking about a Ben Yomo. But then he says the Yesh Omrim Dehu Adin, two lines on the bottom. Le'ena ben yomo, v'hu mekulach. Even an ena ben yomo. If you cut a with a tznon. So he starts with tznon with silka shechat l'masakin shal basar. That's talking about ben yomo. And here he's saying, and even Einu Ben Yom. And then if you take a look, let's see. Here, take a look on page 23, and it says, Rishi Mish Omer Shesomu Palpul in the Gedeir Shal Isser She'ed Bas Yoma Hakol Osser. So you have Palpul in the Gedeir Shal Isser She'ed Bas Yoma Hakol Osser, the Chorfin Mashal in the Shvach. Now, there's another idea in this concept here. So, is the following. That, you see, till now we said to have the din of Dover Charif, you need two things. You need it to be a Dover Charif, and not necessarily Chiltis, and you need Duchka de Sakina. You need the pressure of the knife. In other words, since there's a pressure of the knife, that causes something to... the time to come out, but it also could cause the Einu Ben Yomo to become Ben Yomo. But then there's another idea of what if you cooked, what if you put you had an Einu Ben Yomo pot and there was no Duch in the Sakina, but you cooked Dover Charif in the Einu Ben Yomo pot. So, does that have... So here, we're going to see it in Shulchan Aruch, that even when if you cook it, So then, the what's going to happen? The tam pogum of the pot is going to come out, right? And it's going to meet the davar charif, and then it's going to cause the tam pogum to become non pogum. So even though there was no duch of the sakina, so you had an eidah ben yom pot, but you cooked the davar charif in it, that's going to make it into a ben yom, and it become asr. So let's see that halacha. Again, in Sadi Vav, we have, and then Kuf Gimel, those are the two places where we have the halachas of a davar charif. Let's see. So first we have in page 20, Tavlin Shidochu Bebducha Shal Basar Ben Yomo. You have a place where you pestle, where you chop something, and it's Fleshik, and Ben Yomo, so that's Ben Yomo, so that's. But let's see. Let's go back to page 23. So back to page 23. It says Yeshvi Shaomer Shim Somu Palpalin Bigdeir Shal Isser. She'ena Bas Yoma. So say you have palpalin, you know. Some type of peppers or something, and Shach explained that you cooked it in a treif pot. You cooked it in a treif pot. That's Eidah Ben Yomo. So then the same idea that there was, even though it was no duch of the sakina, it was just cooked. But now the whole idea is when it's cooked, the tam comes out, it meets the palpalin, and the palpalin is Machai Hamesim. It makes the Eina Ben Yomo, it makes it Ben Yomo. What do you think of that? Now, Rav Abadi once told me a chiddush, the following, that if you take a davar charif, say you have a frying pan, and you're sautéing onions in the frying pan, and it's a fleishik eina ben yomo frying pan, right? So l'chora, based on what we said till now, it should be. There should be a problem because it's because the davar charif could make something eina ben yomo into ben yomo, and then the onions are considered fleishik, right? If you use an eina, even though it's eina ben yomo, but since it's a davar charif, and now you're frying it like you're cooking it, so the tam comes out and becomes ben yomo. But Rav Abadi said to me, no. He said to me that. Since you're frying it, or you're cooking it, so that's going to take away the charifas of the food. And therefore, by the time the tam comes out, the charifas is going to be dulled. And therefore, it's not going to have the ability of making the thing that's Eina Ben Yomo into Ben Yomo. Because it's going to... So I asked Rav Abadi, what about this halach in Shulchan Aruch that says that it does? So he wanted to be mechalek that only something very sharp. If something is very sharp, it's not going to lose its charifas right away. So then, when you're cooking it, the tam will come out and the charifas will still be there to cause it to become a ben yomo. So if it's just an onion or something that's not so sharp, so then, you know, it'll lose its charifas right away, and then it won't be able to cause the Eina Ben Yomo to become Ben Yomo. But if it's palpalin, which is much sharper than just an onion, so only in that scenario would he say such a thing. Would the Shulchan Aruch say that the charifas is not lost? Because since it's so sharp, the charifas is not going to... It's going to take a long, long time for it to lose its charifas. In the meantime, the tam will come out and become ben yomo. That's the vort that he says. You know, there's a story here in the... First, you should take a look at the Beis Meir. There's a famous Beis Meir on page 1. Take a look first in the Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Gimel. On page 22. Well, it's two things. It starts on page 20. Tavla shidochu beducha shel basar. You have tavla, you have spices that you chop, you chopped up in something that's fleishik, ben yomo. So then the spices are so it's like it's pressure. So it's like ducha de sakina. So then the tam basa comes in and makes the spices fleishik. So now you can use those spices for milk. V'yeshomim afilu einu ben yomo. Even if it's einu ben yomo. When you chop it, the spices are gonna cause the tam to come out. I mean, the pressure is going to cause the tam kong, and then it's going to meet the spices, and it's going to become ki'ilu, it's a ben yomo. But says the base mayor, yearly, the locus of Ramad Deyazu, this really base kumas, the varm karid, the zul snowed, kumar de garmi, spasho, of also feel benad barnad, vegam kumar de kur from ashful eshvach, rachlochosh lechat chila. He says, because over here, the Ramos takes two kumars here. Ramos saying that. The Eina Ben Yomo becomes Ben Yomo. And even though it should really be a not bar not, we're treating it like not bar. In other words, we discussed the two sugyas in Avodah Zarah. I mean, the sugya in Chulin about not being not bar not, by a Dover Harif, and the Sugya in Avodah Zarah by Einu Ben Yom becoming Ben Yomo. But what if you have a scenario with both cases together? It's a Basar, which is going to come out and into the and become a Not Bar Not potentially, and it's an Einu Ben Yomo. So to make it usur, we have to say that the Dover Harif by the pestle takes an Einu Ben Yomo and makes it a Ben Yomo, and takes a Not Bar Not and makes it not a Not Bar Not. So he says, the Beis Meir as Yesod is, that the Chumra, sorry, that the Chumra of Davar Charif is like this. L'chatchila, you should be machmir, so be machmir for Davar Charif, even if it's going to cause two Chumras to happen. That a Not Bar Not is going to be Einu Not Bar Not, and Einu Ben Yomo is going to become a Ben Yomo. Like an Einu Ben Yomo fleshic thing that's going to become Ben Yomo, and it's going to become not Bar Not. But b'dievet, if you did it already, say you cooked an Einu Ben Yomo, Einu Ben Yomo thing, and you did it already, then we don't say two chumras. In other words, what if you went ahead and you took an onion with a milchik knife, and then you put it already in the fleshik. In the fleshik pot. So he says that if you did it already, you could be mekel. Because to be machmer, would have to be machmer two chumras. Both the chumra of Einu Ben Yoma to become Ben Yoma, and the chumra that it's not considered Not Bar Not. So l'chadchili, you shouldn't do it. You should be machmer both chumras. But if you did it already, if you already cut up the flesh, the onion with a milchik knife, and you already put it in the meat, well, the meat pot, so then you can be mekel. Shechad chumtzal m'sachin chalaz and so b'kdeir shol basar. So the since it's an Einu Ben Yomo and it's a question of Not Bar Not, you can be mekel. Yeah, so you did it already, so you can be mekel. Now two more things. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba. Page 31. What if you have like an omelet? You have like an onion omelet. Say you're making an onion omelet in an Einu Ben Yomo frying pan. So would we say a fleshik frying pan? It's Einu Ben Yomo. So would we say Davar Charif? So he says no. Because l'maisa, Davar Charif is only when you're doing the onions alone. When the onions are mixed in with the eggs, so then it's not going to affect the pot because it's already in the eggs. She'emu chashash. So that's other words, if you just fried onions alone, you sautéed onions alone, that's one thing. But here, it's a small thing, and it's in, and then the main thing in the pot is the eggs. It's just some onions that are in. Maybe you wouldn't say the concept of Dovah Charif over there. Because it's something insignificant compared to the eggs, that's number one. And then in the supplement here, that thing of the base mayor, that's in the supplement to page 22. And then there's a famous story of Shechter likes to say over from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the that a woman came to Rav Chaim Volozhiner with a story of a Dover Charif. And they put a radish together with fleishik, but the radish was, or the onion was cut with a milchik knife, and then it was put in with fleish. So if it was Eina Ben Yomo, then you would have the heter of the base mayor, right? Because it's already b'di'evid, and b'di'evid you don't say the two chumras together. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, he said, what color was the tznon? Was it black or white? That's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner asked the lady. And the lady said, white. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, oh, it was only a white radish? Good. Mutter. So the Talmidim who witnessed this story couldn't understand what was going on. What difference does it make? White, black? You never heard of such a difference. So the answer is, Rav Chaim Volozhiner explained that he really holds that the tznon isn't really charif. But he doesn't want to paskin against the Shulchan Aruch. But he disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch. So what he did was, he made an ukimta in the Shulchan Aruch. That maybe the Shulchan Aruch was only talking about black radishes and not white radishes. And then, even though he felt that anything is mutter, but since he didn't want to take on the Shulchan Aruch, head on, so he said, oh, maybe we can make it a kimta in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch is only in this case, and not the other case, and Mimela, it won't be, and therefore, he's not going head-on with the Shulchan Aruch. He says, he calls us, L'yezul matun v'zorim l'avar al-dat Shulchan Aruch, she'yovol y'mikri kazeh b'horosh, she'day d'no, he says, he thinks the Shulchan Aruch against the Shulchan Aruch. So you have to have respect for the Shulchan Aruch. So if you can make a lukimta like that, and this way it doesn't look like you're arguing with the Shulchan Aruch, so then you should do that.
What page is that?
It's on page 3 in the supplement. Page 3 and 4. The whole story here in the Sefer Bekor Baruch. It starts on page 2. It's the page on page 2, 3, 4. You can take a look at it. 2, 3, 4, 5.
From a Lamaisa perspective, is there a difference in terms of Dovah Charif for different types of onions, or are they all just, is it considered just one thing?
I mean, look, we assume, the Shulchan Aruch assumes that onions are sharp, and it's sharp enough. So when you cut an onion, even if it's Eina Ben Yomo, it's enough.
And it doesn't matter which type of onion?
Unless there's an onion that you can tell me that's not really sharp. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner was saying about the radishes, that he was saying, even though he thought maybe they're not charif at all, but at least he wanted to make an ukimta that the Shulchan Aruch says that his charif is only talking about one thing. And this lady's case, because he really thought the lady's case is mutter, but he didn't want to go against the Shulchan Aruch, so he said, oh, what's your... what color is yours? So yours is this color, white. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch was only talking about the other color. And this way, he saved face from the Shulchan Aruch.
Right. If she said black radishes, would have the same response, right?
They should have said it to the white, maybe.
Right. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. There's more on this topic, different steers in the Shulchan Aruch, but I don't want to get into that. I wanted to tell you bottom line. You know, we could spend much more time in Dovah Charif and different steers in the Shulchan Aruch, different terutzim, but I wanted you to get the bottom line of what the halacha is in these cases of Dovah Charif. So the Yisodis I told you about Eidah Ben Yomo, Nat Banat, and about when there's Bishul, and when there's... when it's only a Dover Muat, etc. So this way tomorrow we'll continue. Okay, let me say good morning to everybody. Good morning, Harav Ben Katz. Good morning, Harav Avi Lichtshine. Good morning, Harav Danny Liu. Good morning, Harav Sadi Spitzer. Good morning, Harav Yossi Wagschel. Good morning, Harav Yosef Katan. Good morning, Michael Kay.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Okay, it's good to see you all. And Bez Hashem, B'siyata D'Shemaya, tomorrow we'll continue. And then we have to discuss, you know, when we should have a Chazara, when we should have a Rig. Okay, we'll figure it all out. Don't worry. It's all good.
What packet are we doing tomorrow?
We're going to do the next, I guess, what's next, 23? Yeah, we'll do 23 tomorrow. Even though there's... The things that are left here are not... Oh, maybe...
23 is Isser, Pas, Kalavio, Basari.
Oh, maybe we... Maybe one more thing on this packet we'll still do that I wanted to do. But basically, we'll get into the next packet as well. That's for sure. Okay, have a good day.
You're great. Thank you.